This is the Friday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. It is the fourth day of April, 2014. On the phone line with us from his Atchison, Kansas office is Mike Zuzalo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Not a really beautiful day here, but it's been warmer than it has been in, well, I don't know, months, I suppose. you know, we'll take what, it's only 40 degrees, but we'll take what we get.
Feels like 80, doesn't it?
Well, no, actually, it was kind of stiff when I came out this afternoon. It was a little bit more sharp than I expected. But eventually we'll get around to warmer weather and we'll start to plan. I don't think there's much reason to be concerned, but the trade always gets a little ahead of itself. It's concerned that the cold weather won't allow producers to get into the field awfully quickly. And I don't know whether this represents a time where you're looking at the marketplace thinking they're overreacting and maybe we should react, or you've got some other ideas.
No, I think you're right, depending on who you talk to. I think you represent, and that what you just talked about represents really well a lot of what has been talked about up in Chicago this week, especially in light of a lower-than-expected corn acreage number, which puts the weather at a much higher level of importance to get planted successfully and timely, meaning get the acres in, get them in early enough behind warm weather so that you can maximize your yield if you're going to have acres that low. Big if there, but we'll stay with that for right now. I think what I would say is that the trade is probably correct in needing to keep extra risk premium in the market, A, because the bean futures are back up to $12 in November. I think that attracts the market and attracts the farmers. Not the market, but the farmers, Todd. And I think the other thing is probably, and probably more pertinent, is you're talking about mainly the eastern Corn Belt. I would say the trade really isn't looking at the northern plains, upper Midwest, which is a concern of mine, or the southern Corn Belt, which is a big concern of the primary weather guy I look at and talk to. Because right now, like Texas on Monday, corn planting was 28%. That's only up from 20% last week. Last year, they were at 53%, and the five-year average is 48%. So with their delays, they're getting to the point where they're about half of what they should be at this time of year, and that's going to cause some consternation if you're not irrigated in those areas. Mississippi, kind of a similar scenario, not as significant. Arkansas, Georgia, these areas are very important when you're talking about the acreage we're talking about this year. So I think the trade mostly has it right, especially after the acreage report.
This is a problem, and I think you alluded to this, more for soybeans than for corn, though both of the crop, those crops are grown in that part of the world.
It is, and this is probably the biggest thing on the report next week for the supply-demand is going to be the old crop bean carryover and whether the trade takes it at face value, which I would say they did not take the stocks report or the bean acreage report at face value at all this week, because we are not seeing increased imports. We're not seeing a limitation of exports. So now we look at next Tuesday or Wednesday's report, and I think the number that I just put out for the poll for the news wires was I am below USDA on bean supply or production, but my ending stocks are actually up from last month's USDA number by about 1.2 million tons. I see lower demand coming down the pike because of high prices and because I think we've got some conclusive evidence that China is indeed slowing down economically and in the bean sector as well. And I would propose it out there to the producer listening that we've been under the idea over the last 10 years, maybe even the last 30 years, that China is going to have a certain type of growth, a certain type of GDP, and therefore a certain type of bean demand. I would start to argue that their growth and their bean demand growth is probably starting to flatten out, and we've got to get prepared for that in case we do get some big bean acres this year and don't have any weather problems, because what saved us last year was the tight old crop U.S. supplies. If it would have been the world supplies that the trade looked at, I don't think beans would have rallied like they did. So if we build U.S. supplies this year, you're right, that's where the beans really have the most downside, starting with the meal market.
So USDA was at, what, 145 million on their carryout, ending stocks for this year in March. What do you think, what are you looking at in April?
I'm right at the average. I came in at 137 on today's estimates and Reuters, and I think Dow Jones will probably put out the exact same thing. Right around 139 is the average trade guess. The low number on the Reuters poll is 125. I could see it being that low because of the crush and because of the exports, I think it goes back to, will USDA actually fess up to that?
You think? Well, they've fessed up down to, what, 115 in the recent last decade sometime. I seem to recall that number somewhere along the lines. But
yeah, it gets down to days of supply, you know, now, and stocks-to-use ratios. It's very hard for them to go below 4.5%. 4.4%. So I think they're probably going to stick with that.
Yeah, so they're going to have to stay right about where they are in order to get enough days of supply. We've been lower than this number, but it's about how much usage we have, and it's been big.
It has. It really has. And there's, you know, like I said, the time's running out. I really think the trade, the bull spread came back around. And it made sense the bull spread came back around, but you would have thought after the acreage and stocks report that November would have pulled down July, not July pulling up November. I mean, July closed up 45.75, November up 16.5 this week. The trade, I think, said, we can't take this at face value because we're not seeing signs of demand rationing. Let's get back up towards $15 because we just checked the 1460 level, took it out, and we checked it as support the day after, and you know they were off to the races after that. And I wouldn't be surprised if we would continue to see that type of mindset before the report. But like 2004, because we'd be in the second week of April by next week, Friday next week, I'd start to be looking at a little bit of a nervousness in the bean bull market.
Yeah, so does this mean that you want to cover some of the which is above the crop insurance set price at this point for soybeans, especially, I mean, for the new crop? Because
exactly.
Now November's at, what, 12.85, and it posted an outside up for the week.
That's right. It's
pretty
got a good
impressive,
look.
Actually.
It's got a good look, and the feed grains have a good look after testing major support, too. You're right. But, yeah, the new crop, I think we got to get sped up on our hedge protection. And, you know, a lot of producers are calling in now saying they think they're going to have early yield, early bean basis premiums, so hedge to arrives work for that. I'd continue to diversify in the puts. I think the big thing that I go into next week after the report, especially other than what we just talked about, is we saw the technicals hold up. But we also saw the weather come in and support us, and we saw what looks to be a low in the dollar. So I don't think you want, if the weather is still bullish, I don't think you want to try and stand in front of a sell-off or a potential sell-off if you lose the technicals, because now you've got the dollar working against you. So don't try and put the weather as a primary driver or your most important factor in terms of how you market or whether you market. I think you really got to look at the technicals and the dollar. And so for the corn producer east of the Mississippi River, that means stay with the puts until you get planted.
A different topic, but the little piggy came to market price. Holy smoke. What'd you think of the June lean hogs, huh?
Yeah, and this is where we took out that pre-report 123 low on today's news that the Chinese were going to temporarily suspend pork imports from the United States. It was a week ago today. You and I talked about the flash news wire that they were building stocks for their state reserves to support prices. So it is a supply situation, and that's part of the reason why my bean demand number is going down. Whether USDA sees it that way, I don't know, but this is not good news for the hogs. I suspect we've got another $5 to $7 downside into the mid, you know, 113, 115 level in June. But I think there the cash market probably supports, because we again had a very light 360 to 370 kill today. So we're still shutting down some plants on Fridays because of the virus.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
That's Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting. Joins us here on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can always hear him again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org.